kitchen and dining room. It was separate. In other words, it was a long affair like this. And this end was the kitchen, and in the center was this storeroom, mm-hmm. and it was available through a door here. The dining room was on the other side, mm-hmm. and we kept a barrel of sugar and a barrel of flour and a barrel of salt, mm-hmm. and on the shelves we had the baking powder and things. Of course, once a month, Grandfather sent the wagon to Victoria to buy provisions, and that is not a word you hear very often. Mm-hmm. But back then it was provisions. Mm-hmm. You'd go get provisions. You'd get a case of dried apples. You'd get a case of dried apricots, which you couldn't afford today. And a little package is a dollar and something. Mm-hmm. But you'd get that whole box for 50 cents. Mm-hmm. Of course, it was not as easy to get 50 cents then, mm-hmm. as it is now. And Mother would send for material, and they'd buy a bolt. We all had the same kind of a dress, a bolt of mm-hmm. material.
So you just use that for everything, too?
Yes. In other words, she'd have maybe a bolt of flannel and a bolt of what they call long cloth. Do you know what long cloth is?
No, I don't.
It's sort of a soft cotton material that had a silky type finish, but they made baby dresses out mm-hmm, of it. Mm-hmm. You know? And then she'd always have a bolt of domestic.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is domestic?
Well, it's a rough cotton material that. It's used for many things. It's similar to the, they don't call it, there's bleached domestic and there's unbleached domestic. The bleached is the real white, and you make pillow slips and such as that out of it. The unbleached you use for just rough things, mm-hmm. cup towels or whatever. Mm-hmm. We even had our underwear made out of it. We had underwear made out of flour sacks, sugar sacks, anything you could get a hold of. Mm-hmm. This may sound strange, but you know, now they're printing these things with all this stuff on it that says flour and yeah. all this sort of thing. And we used to wear them. We were ashamed that we had to wear them. Now everybody's in style if they have one. I think this is so strange.
Yeah, back it's nostalgia, isn't it?
I look at it and think, boy, I had to wear that.
What did you call the underwear? Little girl's underwear. For the various pieces. Or was there any special name?
Well, I don't know that there was any special name for the panties, but we always had a waist that we had sewed buttons on. There'd be one on each side and one in the middle, in the back and the front, and buttonholes that buttoned them on. Mm-hmm. And this waist, as Mother called it, she never said a blouse, even to her dying day. She referred to any kind of a top that we call a blouse was a waist. Hmm. And if it was a thing you wore on the outside or even on the inside with long sleeves, it was a shirt waist. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She referred to it as a shirt waist. Mm-hmm. I can't think. A while ago there was something that went across my mind and I was going to talk about it now. I've forgotten it. That's the way it goes.
We were talking about food and storage and barrels and things while ago.
Yeah, but this had to do with clothing. I'm not sure what it was. We had a lot of flannel. We bought a lot of flannel. Mm-hmm. And as I say, they made a list of things they wanted. And if you didn't get it the first round, you just didn't get it. Mm-hmm. But my grandmother was a very frugal person. They had money, but they didn't spend it. And when my oldest brother was born, Mother said, and she had it for a long time, she knitted a bib for him out of sheet ravelings.
Oh, Lord.
Sheet ravelings.
I can't imagine unraveling them in the first